Good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, August the 13th, 203rd day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon is the Humboldt County Convention and Visitors Bureau Executive Director, and I guess Eureka Lodging or Lodging Association
Humboldt
Coordinator.
Lodging, Humboldt Lodging Alliance Coordinator or okay. Executive Director.
Coordinator, huh? Yeah. Tony anyway, Smithers.
Hi.
How you doing, guy?
Doing wonderfully. Thank you, Brian.
Good, good. We got a couple awards that we'll be talking a little bit about. We got some expansion also within the Bureau's domain. We'll kick that around. And speaking of domains, we also got a little bit of a new one that's going to be out there. We'll find out what that's all about also when we come back.
At my bank, I feel at home. I'm Trish Greggie of the Journey's End, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, hometown banking isn't just something they say, it's how they do business. I'm Kevin McClendon of Georgia's Glass, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, we invest in the future of our community every single day. I'm Greg Foster, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:13. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Tony Smithers, but before we do our quote this afternoon, let's find out. Let's get someone that's kind of humorous. You like Woody Allen?
I love Woody Allen.
Okay, and this one would be appropriate for Woody Allen. Quote, I'm a disgrace to my sex. I should work in an Arabian palace as a eunuch. Okay.
Okay.
I'm glad you like him.
But I'm Ching.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. There are a whole bunch of others also, but that one's the only Woody Allen we had. Sorry to let you down.
Try better next time.
Yeah, okay. So we heard last week about the award that you guys got. Kind of cool that there's some positive reinforcement, some recognition. I know that's not what you guys go in for, but why don't you let folks know what the recognition was all about?
Well, it was to do with the California State Fair, which maybe you don't realize, but the Bureau has been coordinating the exhibit there, the Humboldt County exhibit, for a number of years on behalf of the County of Humboldt. And one of the things that happens there is that all the different exhibits get judged by a panel of experts, and they award silver medals, and this year we got a gold medal for our Humboldt County exhibit.
So best of the best, huh?
Well, it wasn't best of show, and it wasn't the only gold medal, but we're very happy to get the gold medal, not least because it means that our partner who we worked with to build the exhibit got a cash award, so he's got some more incentive to keep working with us.
And who might that be?
It's a gentleman named John Carollo, and he's based in the Bay, in the Sacramento area, and we've been working with him for 5 or 6 years on doing our Humboldt County exhibit.
Since I don't know anybody who's gone to the California State Fair, or at least I don't know that I know anybody who's gone to the California State Fair, I have no idea, no feedback, no reference to what the exhibit might have looked like. What was it that made it so unique this year over some of the past?
This year, our theme was called Bigfoot Theater. And it was a actual theater set up with theater-style seating, beautiful old vintage bench chairs, and a great flat screen, 60-inch monitor showing high-definition videos of Humboldt County. And that was Bigfoot Theater.
So It was Humboldt County. It wasn't seeing the same video of Bigfoot the black and white on the river bar we've all seen.
No, not so
five
much.
5 zillion times, yeah.
Not so much. But one of the things that the judges really liked was that on the back of every seat in the theater was printed a little factoid about Humboldt County. Tallest tree, longest this, biggest that. So that went over very well.
Best interview program?
Yes, actually.
Okay,
good. KINS was mentioned.
So you put together, was it a slide presentation or was it film footage? Where did the content come from?
It was content that the Bureau had commissioned for various projects, high definition, video narrated of Humboldt County attractions.
Ah, so just kind of potpourri, so to speak.
Well, the point is that even though it's a state fair and there's a lot of agricultural emphasis to it, the reason we like doing is it because we want to market to the Sacramento area market to get people to come to visit Humboldt County. So not only do we have the tourism video there, but we also passed out about 20,000 of our visitor guides.
What were some of the themes of the past ones, Tony?
Well, I remember one that was more of a vintage approach, where we worked with Blue Ox Millworks, and they prefabbed a beautiful cedar-sided cabin for us, and the fairgoers actually went inside the cabin and looked at various exhibits for Humboldt County.
Kind of like a static displays.
Right. And then there was a guy dressed as a pirate for some reason, never figured that one out. But anyway.
So the creative control is with this fellow, John, that you were referencing?
It's a partnership. Now, we don't want to spend a lot of time going down there. So there has to be some mutual trust. He comes up here every year. I remember specifically the year he came up. We wanted to create an actual feeling of redwood trees. So someone on my road where I live had been doing some logging. So we got permission to actually spud the bark off of these trees. So he went back with a truck full of redwood bark, which he glued to these giant cardboard cylinders that they used to pour like freeway overpass supports.
Yeah, the cement posts.
Right.
Yeah.
And he still has those in his warehouse. So we pull those out every now and then to use in our exhibit, too.
Yeah, put a stuffed owl on top of it, huh, and see what happens. Yeah, that would. I'm sure that would get some attraction, too. May not get a gold medal, though.
Indeed not.
Yeah, okay. KINS, News and Information Times, 319. We'll be back with more from Tony Smithers.
Now a minute of sunshine for Humboldt. Mark the dates August 14th through the 25th for the 117th annual Humboldt County Fair in Ferndale. Beginning opening day, there'll be 8 days of fast horse racing. Competing beef and dairy cattle, goats, poultry, sheep, and swine will be on display and judged. The flower pavilion will be filled with beautiful plants grown by county gardeners. The Art Pavilion will have many delights for the eye, and enjoy the judged exhibits of locally made items, from baked goods to hand-spun yarn, with much in between such as decorated potatoes, scarecrows, quilts, rugs, and home brews. There'll be plenty to eat and drink, so you can treat yourself to corn dogs and cotton candy. The Commercial Exhibits Building will feature fascinating products, and of course there's the Ferris Wheel and other rides the kids will want to try. For hours and information, call 786-9511. That's 786-9511. Sunshine for Humboldt is a nonprofit civic association dedicated to the people, places, and things that makes us a good place to live.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 324. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Tony Smithers from the Visitors Bureau. Tony, when you do an exhibit like the State Fair one that got the award, kudos, 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 does it translate? Does having that recognition... Obviously, there's a something you can hook on a website. That stuff's kind of cool. Yeah. Recognize it, but does it necessarily translate into folks coming into the community? Is it a general awareness? What's the goal that you're looking for with a display like that at the State Fair?
We look at it probably different from almost every other county, because we're the Visitors Bureau who are coordinating the exhibit. We look at it as a marketing opportunity for tourism. So whereas Shasta County might, have some agricultural displays and celebrate this part or this part of their local economy, for us it's all about, we're a great place to come and visit. Here's what you need to know. We want to set the hook and reel them in.
So when you're looking, because it's an ag-based fair, are you looking at things like the beer? I mean, does that make sense to include that message in there or some of these other things? Or is it more of the natural and the ag is nice, but see our trees, that's a plant. That counts.
No, actually, there's actually a great tie-in between, the local industry and tourism. So several years ago, we had a great little sort of Victorian village display where we had a street between two rows of buildings. And in each window was a Humboldt County product, We had beer, we had wine, we had local jewelry.
The jams, the jellies.
It just sort of tied, brought it all together.
And at the end? A feeding frenzy?
No, actually, unfortunately, the beer bottles were all empty. They got the caps back on somehow. I don't know.
Broken into a night.
Yeah.
Those janitors got you again, huh? What do some of the other communities have? Do they really focus on, like, Sonoma County would be grapes and vineyards and things of that nature, and kind of more monothematic?
It does. You know, they do tend to do more towards the agricultural. And these are the groups who put the exhibits together, so they reflect what their focus is.
Yeah.
So you see a lot of what I call the rubber grape sort of exhibit, but some of them are wonderfully imaginative and well executed. And one of the things that we have never been able to pull off that a lot of the other counties do is actually having a large volunteer presence at the state fair. So that there's people in the booth to talk to the patrons and to you know, do the sales job.
How sad that some people think going to Sacramento is exciting. Well, in the time of the year, it's probably tough also. You know, so.
Right. But, you know, in the best of all worlds, I'd love to be able to do that as well.
Is it a 10-day, two-week? How long is the...
Yeah, it's about a 10-day fair. So it's
a pretty good commitment for somebody to...
10-day and 100-plus degrees. So.
Oh, and it's outside, not air conditioned.
Well, no, it's in a big pavilion, but you know, you have to get to it.
Yeah, run the risk of the gauntlet. So, how far out in advance do you guys work with the booth themes? Are you planning for next year yet?
We'll start kicking ideas around in a month or two. Yeah.
Do you try to be as wildly different as you could be from year to year? I mean.
Well, the state fair provides a general theme, and I think you want to try and keep within the theme and sort of score more points and get better gold medals, whatever.
So what was it this year?
Frankly, it escapes me. I can't remember what the exact theme was.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, is it something that you're able to really run parallel to, or do you have to get creative to bring in what you want to have in?
We usually make, you know, be a pretty good connection to it, you know, with a little creativity. Bigfoot Theater fit right in, whatever it was.
Yeah. Wild and natural something or another, huh? Or C. Now, is there a connection between the California Tourism Bureau, or office, or whatever they are, and the state fair?
No. It's a completely different part of state government.
So there's nothing. I mean, you would think that there would be an opportunity there for one to complement the other.
Well, the California Tourism Bureau exists to market California outside of California.
Yeah, but I think a lot of folks go to state fairs outside of the state that they're in. I mean, it's another reason, another something to do, I guess, would be the simple way, being in Sacramento and they having their own airport.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we should be at the, you know, Nevada State Fair and at the, you know, Kansas City State
Fair. Someday I want to go see the State Fair in Oklahoma.
Okay.
I've seen the movie, too. You know, it's like, okay, what's it like?
Let us know how that works out for you.
I think that kind of stuff would be kind of cool, particularly as we're seeing a lot of this revisiting basics and simplicity and things of that nature, escaping from techno and getting back to what we perceive as being real life stuff.
Well, we should mention, therefore, that this week the Humboldt County Fair opens with one of the few that have horse racing, and we're very proud of that. We promote the heck out of that.
Real horses, real jockeys.
And real mules, yeah.
And cotton candy, yeah. KINS, news and information time. It's 3:30. We'll be back with more from Tony Smithers.
Choosing new furniture for your home can be a challenge. Will the colors match? Will the fabrics go well? Will it be comfortable? And will it last? Solve these questions with a visit to Vern's Furniture. Vern's Furniture Consultants have the knowledge to put the right room together for you, whether it's the living room, bedroom, dining room, or laundry room. Vern's has what you're looking for. Free delivery and so much more. Vern's Furniture in downtown Eureka.
Yeah, Good afternoon, KINS. News and Information Time, 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with the Executive Director of the Humboldt County Convention and Visitors Bureau, Tony Smithers. Tony, there are a bunch of other things that are going on in addition to winning state awards. I know it's tempting to kind of strut a little bit, and hopefully there'll be recognition for strutting also. Yeah, everybody gets beat up often enough, particularly when there's public funds involved.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to be able to have a little something to a bobble every once in a while to say, yeah, somebody thinks we're doing a good job.
Yep.
This is cool.
But it's about heads and beds.
Yeah. Well, it is certainly for a large segment of the folks that you work with. But, and you know, this old saw for me, retail is also part of visitors.
Sure.
But very rarely do you get a chance to taste that and get into that feedback loop also, because I don't know how many restaurateurs will say, gee, we saw a lot of people from Alabama this year.
Right.
Huh? Oh, yeah. And you happen to do an outreach in Alabama. I don't think that there's that connection.
No.
Like there is with the lodging. So as you're looking at the future, planning for the future, what are some of the things that the Visitors Bureau is doing to develop visitors, but also to realize what's going on and realize opportunities and seize those moments?
Well, I mean, one of the biggest things that we're really excited about is that we've been able to fill the position of a sales manager at the Bureau. This is a role that I have been doing myself, and since I have a few other things on my plate, it hasn't gotten all the attention it has deserved. But we've brought on Megan Parfit as the Bureau sales manager, and we're very excited. And she's hit the ground running, and there's a lot of exciting things happening.
Such as?
Well, one of the first things that Megan did right out of the gate was attend IPW, International Powwow, a huge national sales convention where tour operators from around the world come, and you have appointments with them. And she talked to over 70 different tour operators and has done all kinds of follow-up to get them to include Humboldt County in their product catalog.
Is this the one that was in Minnesota?
No, this last year, I think it was just in Las Vegas, actually.
So they move them around?
They do move around.
Okay. But this is the tour operators, the guy, or as most people refer to them, the buses?
No. You're thinking NTA, National Tour Association.
And that is in?
That I've been to that in Salt Lake City.
Okay.
And that Kansas City. Too. Yeah, right. That bounces around too.
Is that the one that's in wintertime?
Yeah, that tends to be in wintertime.
Yeah, right. That's the one I was connected to.
But the powwow is, I've been to it in Orlando. It's been in Los Angeles. And this year was, as I said, was in Las Vegas.
Lovely Vegas.
Lovely Vegas.
So when you go to that, you're meeting with who?
Both tour operators. The Thomas Cook Tours is a large British tour operator, and they put together
international.
They put together tours all around the world. You also meet with what they call receptive tour operators. Those are domestically based folks, but who specialize in working with international markets. So you want to work with them so that they can represent you to the international market as well.
So what is the message that Humboldt County has for the international folks?
That the redwood trees are to be seen nowhere else in the world.
So pretty much the same message.
Even more so. But the important thing to realize is that we can't sell Humboldt County as a product all by itself. Because someone's coming a long way, they're going to be in the United States for 2, 3, 4 weeks. Other folks get more vacation than we do, it seems. But anyway, so we realized a long time ago we need to partner with neighboring destinations to create a full-on Northern California product that gives people a taste of the coast, a taste of the redwoods, a taste of Victorian seaports, but also Mount Shasta.
So it's more of a regional push than
regional
it is a
push.
Local push.
And it helps us in a lot of other ways too, which is this is expensive marketing to go to these shows, to contract with marketing agencies in other countries to get public relations and PR in other countries. So to have partners that can chip in helps us, you know, get a lot further down the road.
So the folks like you mentioned over in Reading, whether they are physically there or not, they're helping to carry some of the load, but they're also getting a lot of the playback.
Right. So all we want is a couple nights out of that itinerary. That's what we're shooting for.
And most of these folks are the coach lines?
It's partly that, but mostly it's what they call FIT, Foreign Independent Traveler.
So they'll coordinate these folks' vacations.
They have catalogs with the actual itinerary, you know, laid out for these folks. They sell it at a set price, and it has hotel vouchers with, you know, properties that they have got contracts with. So our job is to connect them with all those local suppliers who are international ready, able to make the contract and provide the level of service that these foreign tour operators are looking for. And that's Megan's job now. Not mine.
I heard that one. So what are these folks unique in what they're looking for? How do they differ from some of the other international travelers?
Well, one of the things that we realized pretty soon was that they have to have absolute trust in the people who are providing the services, whether it's the hotel or the tour, even restaurants. So we have to be able to have suppliers who are absolutely reliable.
You know, what would be an example of something that would, for most of us, be perceived as reliable but doesn't meet their standards?
Is that tour leaving on a schedule that can be counted on?
Plus or minus five minutes,
yeah. Will that attraction be open at published times and days?
Oh, so they're looking almost as much consistency?
Yes.
Or standing behind whatever the published information is?
Exactly. And not always easy for smaller... It can be for smaller attractions and experiences.
Okay, if I'm a touristy place, well, okay, now this is good 12 months of the year, right?
Hopefully, yeah.
So they may come in February, not necessarily in the middle of August.
Mm-hmm. In the middle of August, of course you're open, but then again, we don't need the business in the middle of the August either.
Well, but you don't know when these coupons will be redeemed, right? Or the folks will be coming through if they're independent.
Exactly, yeah. So
I could see where it might get dicey in January, February, March. You know, published times are until 8 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
and nobody's around at 7:15. I'm going out.
So if you're Disneyland, it's no problem. Even if you're, you know, Winchester Mystery House, it's no problem. But if you're providing kayak rentals, you know, not so easy.
Yeah, that would be tough. Do these folks typically notify, or do they just show up?
It depends on, you know, what the actual experience is.
Well, whatever they sign up for.
Yeah, it varies.
That would kind of make some sense.
Right. Thanks. You know, but it's actually better that way to have kind of a what they call independent traveler, because these are travelers who've got a lot more initiative and are able to figure things out for themselves better, as opposed
and their
to
schedule might be a little bit more flexible.
The schedule might be more flexible as opposed to, you know, 50 people in a bus that's got to be bang bang bang
and descend at 5:47.
Yes.
Yeah, and leave at 6:18. Yeah. Speaking of time, KINS News and Information Time. You like the way I brought that one
nice,
around.
Nice.
Yeah, I thought you'd appreciate it. It's 3:43. We'll be back with more from Tony Smithers.
Sacred Heart Church invites you to join us every Sunday for our liturgical celebrations. Saturday, 4 p.m. Confessions. 5 p.m. Sunday's Vigil Mass. 7 p.m. Spanish Mass. And on Sundays, 9:30 Morning Mass and 12:30 Spanish Mass. Come and celebrate with us.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:48, final couple minutes this afternoon with Tony Smithers. Tony, the concept of the independent, or I guess that's what you call it, an independent traveler, to me sounds like it's what most folks do. Obviously, it must be different, otherwise there wouldn't be this classification called independent traveler. How many folks coming into a area like ours, it's not like a Disneyland or a major attraction, will come in almost on a whim? Yeah, we may stick around for a day or two, or may stick around for 4 or 5 days. You know, it just kind of depends on how things go. Versus, okay, we're here for a half of a day. What's the best thing to do in the next 4.5 hours?
Well, we definitely get both. And a lot of it depends on whether it's independent or individual traveler or family versus group. You know, group is an entirely different ball of wax that's organized and sold differently. And we do have a very good segment of group travel coming to Humboldt County as well. And we're definitely working on increasing that both domestically and internationally. So what was your question?
What percentage will typically come in? The mom, the family in the rig pulling in versus somebody who has a structured itinerary, I guess might be a nice way.
Right. Well, you know, for the domestic traveler, they have more leeway to change their schedule than international person usually. And I would say it's at least half of the people. It depends, you know, are they on a weekend getaway or are they on a summer vacation? So there's a fair difference in what kind of time they got to play with and how flexible they can be.
Well, it's hopefully it keeps everybody on their toes and keeps them realizing that there's folks out there, and if your hours are posted, if you're going to be serving, if you're saying that you're 24 hours, that you honor that stuff, or open Monday through Sunday, you don't blow off a day or two because of personal inconvenience, because that market is out there.
You know, it's just a matter of being, you know, is our destination ready to serve the people who want to come here? The better job we do at it, the more they're going to want to come back.
Yeah, that sounds like, are we professional or not?
I hope so.
My words, not yours. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for being.
We've been Talking Shop this afternoon with Tony Smithers. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.